Do you ever wonder why people take risks to perform dangerous tricks? What's the point of jumping over 20 parked cars on a motorcycle? It seems that many risk takers do it for the fame. They live for the excitement, but they want to make sure they have an audience. Robert Thomas Jr., a reporter for the New York Times, wrote about lawbreakers we have known and loved. He describes those whose daring and sometimes illegal acts capture our imagination. Why? According to Thomas, it is because they try to prove nothing is impossible. They are not held back by authority. They show a spirit of independence. Thomas investigated why Karen, a 16-year-old immigrant from Trinidad, entered a New York City subway train and drove off with it. He begins with some background on other risk-takers who performed in front of crowds of anxious New Yorkers. One woman walked 1,600 feet on an unfinished bridge above the windy East River in 1901. To add to the danger, she was dressed in a long skirt. A French high-wire artist walked on a thin cable 1,350 feet above the ground from one World Trade Center tower to the other in 1974. 3 years later, to beat a previous record, a mountain climber went up the side of all 110 stories of the South Tower. These risk-takers are usually not punished. The mountain climber, for example, had to pay a fine of just $1.10, 1 cent for each story of the South Tower. Thomas interviewed a psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers, to find out why these foolish acts fascinate us. Dr. Brothers was famous for her advice shows on American television and radio. She explained that we admire these crazy performers because everybody has fantasies. They actually go out and do them. She pointed out that these acts have to go against the rules and be unscheduled and unexpected in order to really catch the public interest. Brothers added that we root for these people because our own lives are filled with too many rules. Getting back to the story of the young man who stole the train, Thomas thinks Karen may have gone too far. It is one thing, he writes, to put one's own life at risk for a challenge. It is another to threaten the lives of others. Does it make a difference that Karen proved to be a good train operator? He drove 45 miles and made 85 careful stops on a journey that lasted 3.5 hours. He was caught only when he set off a signal for going around a curve too fast. Some believe he should be arrested. Others think he deserves a chance at his real dream. He wants to attend school to learn to operate trains professionally. Dr. Brothers said she would be happy to ride a train driven by Karen. Would you?